On the street, it's known as MS-13. The Mara Salvatrucha is a Central American gang with a tradition of hacking its enemies with machetes. It got its start in Los Angeles and has spread across the country and beyond. For the past 2 months, MS-13 has been the target of a major crackdown by U.S. Immigration and Customs agents. Scores of suspected gang members have been arrested and many have been deported. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has been following law enforcement efforts and the gang itself. She's with us from NPR West in Los Angeles. Mandalit, first tell us what's happened this week on the U.S. side of the border.
Well, immigration authorities have announced this massive roundup of convicted felons who are in this country illegally. They're members of the Mara Salvatrucha, the MS-13. Mara meaning gang, and Salvatrucha, the slang word for Salvadoran. 13 is the number of a street in Los Angeles where the gang started. U.S. federal agents are now working with local police around the country, and they have arrested so far more than 100 of these members in L.A., New York, Miami, Washington. Their alleged crimes include drug trafficking, immigrant smuggling, and murder.
We're told that MS-13 has thousands of members here in America. What about elsewhere? Just how broad is this problem?
This is a gang that spread from the U.S. to Central America, and I recently traveled to El Salvador and Honduras, where I met with gang members in their neighborhoods and in the prisons. Many of them were deported from the U.S. and have found themselves locked up in overcrowded jails. And even before the U.S. crackdown, the governments of these countries began their own roundups, with laws making illicit association a crime. In other words, anyone looking like or being associated with gang members can be arrested.
Mandalit, you've prepared a report from your trip to El Salvador. Let's take a listen.
At night in the barrios of San Salvador, police drive beat-up pickup trucks to round up members of the Mara Salvatrucha, the MS. The gang crackdown is a top priority in El Salvador and across Central America, where leaders have copied zero-tolerance laws from New York City and Los Angeles.
They kill for fun. It's a diversion. These guys learned their skills in California.
Oscar Alvarez is the minister of the Honduras National Police. He calls the MS gangbangers killing machines.
Cutting people in pieces, raping women, killing just for fun.
One of the most striking examples happened in December. Police say MS members ambushed a bus in northern Honduras and killed 28 passengers with machetes.
They might be minors, they may be poor, but these youngsters are monsters at the same time.
Monsters, he says, that were created in Los Angeles, California.
La M y la S se relacionan con el 13. Nace la WLS, clica la que les muque y pertenece.
In his old neighborhood in the countryside outside San Salvador, 35-year-old Ernesto Miranda, also known as Smokey, raps and points to an MS graffiti tag he spray-painted on a wall years ago, soon after he was deported from L.A.
Westside MS 210.
Today, Smokey studies law at the National University, and he lobbies politicians and judges to change the anti-gang laws. He grew up during El Salvador's bloody civil war in the 1980s. He says he was just 14 when he joined the military to fight leftist guerrillas.
In this country, we were taught to kill our own people, no matter if they were from your own blood. If your father was the enemy, you had to kill him. So the training we got during the war in our country served to make us one of the most violent gangs in the United States.
Smokey remembers how he and his Salvadoran homeboys in L.A.'s Pico Union area created the Mara Salvatrucha.
As
Salvadorans, we were a new immigrant group in L.A., and we decided we needed to organize to defend ourselves against the other gangs. Unlike the Mexican gangbangers, we started out as stoners, with long hair and torn jeans. We liked to go to heavy metal concerts. That was our style, and that's how the gang wars started.
In an effort to stem the violence, U.S. officials began deporting people like Smokey and his homeboys back to Central America in the 1990s.
We didn't intend to bring the gangs back to our country, but the other rival gangs were growing here, and we felt we had to instruct the young people. I never imagined it would grow the way it did.
In their new barrios, many of the deported gang members couldn't even speak Spanish. but they told tales of gang life in Los Angeles, and soon the Salvadoran homies copied their hand signals, their slang, and more. Salvatruco, yo nací, Salvatruco, yo crecí, Salvatruco, yo seré, Salvatruco, moriré. That's the way it's gonna be, y moriré. Some say the U.S. is merely exporting its gang violence problem, but Kevin Kozak, a special agent with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, says U.S. officials are working with Central America to follow up on deported felons.
And these are individuals that they can target and monitor once they get back to El Salvador. And if they commit a crime in San Salvador, they'll be hooked up immediately, and it's not a fun place to serve time.
The overcrowded prison in Quetzaltepeque in northern El Salvador is a warehouse for Salvadoran and deported U.S. members of the Mara Salvatrucha.
Dicen la Mara Salvatrucha 13, man. En mes, en mi barrio, man. De por vida.
Inmates like El Único, Carlos Tiveri, declare their loyalty to the MS with tattoos from forehead to ankle, body graffiti tags that commemorate dead homies, girlfriends, gang calligraphy, religious symbols, and even names of streets in Los Angeles. In fact, this entire prison glorifies L.A., from the bootlegged gangster rap blaring from speakers to the murals depicting MacArthur Park in L.A.'s Pico Union, home to Salvadoran immigrants. In the open courtyard, inmates watch a bootlegged video of American Me, the 1992 movie about prison gangs in California. Jorge Chacon, also known as Coqui, says he was deported from L.A. and sent to this prison for kidnapping.
We know that we make some mistake, but that doesn't mean that they're going to treat us like animals. They don't like us. We're not angels, but we're not so devils, too.
Actually, one of the most striking of his homies does have a pair of devil's horns tattooed on his forehead. 23-year-old David Eugenia has been at Quetzaltepeque for the past 4 years.
Just because we have tattoos, we get arrested. They think we're part of the gang. Whether we committed a crime or not, we're in prison.
The phenomenon has been a tragic cycle. Children of war left orphaned or abandoned by their families. Many came to Los Angeles, where they formed gangs for solidarity and protection. War refugees turned gang members, then deported back to Central America to start a new generation.
Mandalit Del Barco is still with us. Mandalit, there have been reports that one reason for the crackdown now is that federal authorities are worried that MS-13 might cooperate with Al-Qaeda and help smuggle weapons and terrorists across the border. What are you hearing about that?
No one can absolutely discount that, but every law enforcement official I've spoken with says there's no concrete evidence linking MS-13 with Al-Qaeda at this point. I can tell you this, that everyone in both countries seems to agree that the gang roundups don't get at the root of the problem, which is desperate poverty and a hopeless future.
Mandalit, thank you.
Thank you.
NPR's Mandalit Del Barco speaking to us from Los Angeles.
You can see photos of MS-13 gang members inside a Salvadoran prison at our website, npr.org.